Kenya has made a major breakthrough in finding new varieties of wheat that are resistant to a devastating fungal disease. Blackstem rust affects cereals, especially wheat, and can cause complete crop failure if fungicides are not sprayed on time. A strain of the disease known as UG99 is spreading rapidly throughout the world, causing major concerns for countries that depend on wheat for sustenance. In the fight to combat the spread of UG99, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, is working to distribute the new resistant mutant wheat lines to other countries, in addition to providing training in mutation techniques. The IAEA's Steve Thatchett reports.
In Eastern Africa and the Middle East, the new strain of blackstem rust, UG99, is spreading across arable land and is rapidly destroying wheat plants. The spores of the fungus are spread by the wind and have infected crops in Kenya, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Iran. It's believed UG99 will spread all the way to India, China, and Australia. Participants from 20 countries have come to the joint IAEA FAO laboratory in Seibersdorf, Austria, to learn about the techniques needed to induce mutations in wheat for producing new wheat varieties resistant to the UG99. Brian Foster is the head of plant breeding and genetic laboratory of the IAEA.
The project has been very successful because there has been some 20 countries involved, and 13 mutant lines have been developed in 6 different countries that have resistance to this disease. And some of these lines are so advanced now that they're about to be released as varieties in Kenya. And next year, we hope that there'll be new varieties released in Uganda.
Mutation is a natural process in living organisms and is a major driver of species evolution. But the process is very slow, taking millions of years. Induced mutation speeds this up. Wheat seeds are exposed to gamma radiation for a few minutes. The gamma rays induce mutations in them. The mutant population are developed and then screened for desired traits such as tolerance to drought and saline soil conditions and resistance to disease. Mr. William Wamala Wagore is the scientist from Uganda who discovered the UG99 strain of black wheat rust.
The use of these resistant varieties is going to do 2 main things. One, decrease the burden on the farmers in terms of inputs to produce their wheat. The yields are higher, there will be more food, and lastly, the environment will not be polluted by the fungicides which they have been using for spraying their wheat crops.
Ms. Makim Yunus from the Ministry of Science and Technology of Iraq has come for the training course.
UG99 is a very severe disease. And if we get a resistant variety, it will be of very great importance to the yield of wheat in our country.
The agency is now working with member states to map the mutant gene that confers UG99 resistance. This is important to verify the presence of resistant genes, so testing can be done in the laboratory. This makes it easier and quicker for countries to screen for resistance and speed up the development of the new resistant varieties. This is Steve Thatchett reporting from the IAEA in Vienna, Austria.